I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
God. The one that
God.
Came out of nowhere.
Woo! It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need to know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 22nd, 2021, and this is episode 102 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off a week of discussing marketing systems by asking, what's your marketing plan? Everyone needs a plan, right? After all, it's hard to have a system if you don't have the plans to design it and to run it. And I'm sure your life and your work revolves around plans. Master plans, demolition plans, framing plans, all kinds of plans. So why wouldn't you have a marketing plan? I know. Marketing may not be your favorite thing, but here's the thing. Having a plan in place will make it easier and make you better at it. So the question is, what's your plan? What have you put in place to make sure that you're doing the marketing that you need to do in order to bring in the work to sustain your firm? If you didn't get a chance to join in this discussion yesterday, or maybe you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 101. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group, and think about being a part of those live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now today, at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll look closer at one small piece of your marketing efforts, something that has been baked into your marketing plan. So let me start with the question. How do you find leads? We've talked before about your project pipeline. Imagine a giant pipe that carries oil or water across a county or a state or a country for that matter. That's your pipeline. The question is, what are you putting into that pipeline and where is it coming from? One book that I love to recommend to architects, mainly because I know that they'll probably hate it on a fundamental level, but they really, really need to learn what's in it. It's Fanatical Prospecting. Somewhere in Fanatical Prospecting, Jeb Blunt writes about the fact that the work that you're putting in right now, or not putting in right now, will manifest itself 3 months from now. Go back to that idea of the oil pipe. What's going into the pipe at one end takes time to flow through to the point that it comes out. In your case, some of the leads that you're putting into one end of your pipeline will come out as projects on the other end sometime from now. Maybe that's 3 months, maybe that's 3 years, but it takes time. So to wrap the analogy up, if you have a gap, if you're not putting leads in, there will be some time where you may not have any projects to work on. This is exactly what leads to the feast or famine roller coaster that you've probably ridden on at some point in your career. So back to the question. You need to be putting leads into that pipeline. So where are you finding those leads? Repeat clients and referrals? Social media? Chamber of Commerce events? A form on your website? Where are they coming from? Join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for our context and clarity conversation and share all the places where your leads are coming from. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Small firm entrepreneur architects, get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business, 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
there's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.